Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. Offer ends this Sunday, February 28th. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Is there something these Democrats aren't telling us? He is in real significant trouble, Joe Biden.
It's time for more Dementia.
The American Recovery Act, research plan, recovery plan.
I don't know.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Look at the difference in the handling of Governor DeSantis versus Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo gets Emmys for sending your grandmother to your nursing home to her death. Okay, Governor DeSantis got more hell in Florida for keeping beaches open.
Now, we are stronger as a state and much happier as a people because of this leadership. Florida got it right, and the lockdown states got it wrong.
A place where America's growing free and strong.
Because when you come down to it, this is where we all belong.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Happy Friday to all concerned. We will have in the next hour Police Blotter Facts Friday with Grace. And in the final hour of the show tonight, we will have Dr. Matt, the vet, on with us. And he'll be here to answer your questions about your house pets. And I guess one question we're going to ask him is about chips in dogs. Because I don't know if Lady Gaga had chips in her French bulldogs, but seems like if she did and they were activated, they would have them back by now, or they would know where they were anyway. And the New York Post today ran a story about all the beautiful people who own French bulldogs. As I think Dr. Matt said in a recent appearance, he said French bulldogs are the new pugs because they don't have the nose. I forget what the official term is, but they same type of breed. But now somehow French bulldogs are more
a beautiful popular dog, a talented dog.
But I couldn't believe the New York Post forgot to mention what I think is the most famous owner of a French bulldog, that social justice warrior AOC. She got one last year. All right, 844-500-4242. And meanwhile, at CPAC, the young conservatives who were there today, and they're listening to Ted Cruz and Ron DeSantis, Don Jr., Matt Gaetz, et cetera, mostly Florida people, come to think of it. They were told that they have to wear masks. So maybe they should have moved the CPAC convention to Spring Hill, Florida, to Becky Jack's Food Shack. Becky Jack's Food Shack. They say you don't need to wear face diapers. Face diapers not required. Face diapers. 844-500-4242. Before we get to our next topic, I just wanted to mention a couple of stories here that I haven't gotten to this week that are pretty good stories. Glenn Grothman is a Wisconsin Republican congressman, and he's one of Trump's most loyal supporters in the House. And he has introduced a bill to expand guidelines for eligibility for any kind of governmental assistance. And he wants to bar all non-citizens from getting so much as a penny from any federal programs. We can only take on so many immigrants. We're swearing in another 700,000, a little under that per year. You should go back home and prepare yourself and get yourself in a position in which you can get a job. But if you can't get a job, then they can take care of you. They can take care of you in whichever country you came from. And he says non-citizens should not have access to welfare. I'm with Congressman Grothman on that one. 844-500-4242. You know, all over Europe, some of these Muslims that have moved into Europe, they decided to go back to the Mideast a few years back and join ISIS and kill Shiite Muslims and Yazidis and Maronite Christians and Alawites, Jews. They were going to kill everybody, you know, gays. Everybody was going to be killed by ISIS. And these people were just swarming out of Europe back to go back to the Middle East to take part in the genocide against everybody who wasn't a Sunni Muslim. Well, now ISIS has been vanquished, or at least it was vanquished. It's probably coming back now with Joe Biden in control. So a group of women who went over there with their kids are now petitioning to return to France, where they can go on welfare. They've been detained by Kurdish forces. But, you know, I know Kurdish people don't like ISIS any more than anybody else does, but they are technically Muslims. You would think that these ISIS women would want to stay in custody of their fellow Muslims, even if they are deviating from the Quran or whatever they say. So, but now France, which is reeling from years of Muslim terror attacks, doesn't want to take in these terrorists who left. But one of the women said, "We want to pay our debt to society for the choice we made to come here. The debt, they want to pay their debt to society by returning to France and going on welfare." In the fall, France was hit by several Muslim terrorist attacks that reopened old wounds. So there's this big dispute going on. Are they going to let these women back in and their little kids? I wonder if the kids are going to grow up to be productive citizens or more terrorists. What are the odds? Okay, a couple of feel-good stories for you here before Police Blotter Facts Friday. I've been sitting on these for a while. A 12-year-old allegedly shot and killed a home intruder during an armed robbery in North Carolina. This is in Goldsboro. Officers responding to report of a shooting at an apartment shortly before 1 a.m. found one of the residents, a 73-year-old woman, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. A second person suffering from an alleged gunshot wound was found at an intersection a half block from the apartment. He was identified as Khalil Herring, 19, of Goldsboro. He was shot by the 12-year-old in self-defense. Charges against the juvenile shooter were not anticipated. Khalil Herring's mother was reached for comment about her deceased home-invading son.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Cleveland, Ohio. A 19-year-old man was shot and killed by the person he was trying to rob. Cleveland police said this happened in the parking lot of the HP gas station on Wednesday evening. A 24-year-old man called 911 and told dispatchers he had shot a man during a robbery attempt and a second suspect had followed him home and was standing around outside his house. When police got to the gas station, they found Rufus Harris, 19, lying on the parking lot, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The second suspect, Rufus's friend, was arrested outside the 24-year-old man's house. Did Rufus Harris's mother have a statement on her armed robbing dead son?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, I thought so. 844-500-4242. I don't know if you saw this story. This was from South Africa. It's in the New York Post today. Woman uses own thong as mask after nearly being kicked out of the store. So she was shopping and she was in the line at the checkout counter with a cart full of groceries, and a security guard suddenly asked the maskless woman to put on a face mask or leave the store. So she had no, and she looks fairly not guilty. Having no mask handy, the resourceful renegade objected before pausing, presumably the moment a light bulb went off in her head. So they have this all on video. She reaches up under her skirt, then pulls out her black thong underwear down her legs and up to her face. Ergo, it was a face diaper, where she placed it in such a way as to cover her nose and her mouth. "Happy?" she asked the guard sarcastically. An astonished onlooker, apparently a Karen, can also be heard uttering, "Good Lord!" from behind the camera. Meanwhile, another shopper standing
Was it more like a, oh, heavens me.
Oh, I'm going to get the vapors. Does someone have the number of Governor Charlie Parker's snitch line?
Meanwhile, another shopper standing online directly behind the now pantsless woman encouraged the stunt. Here's a credit after it was posted online, the video. This makes me sick. She is aware of the law worldwide. We have a serious virus and she thinks a G-string will save her? No, she doesn't think a G-string will save her. She thinks that she's not going to die from the virus. So if she's forced to do this, she's going to make a joke of it by using a face thong. I salute her. 8445. I guess you can see. Where can you see? Newsflash, it says. It's on. Well, I don't know where.
I believe the New York Post is carrying that story, too.
Oh, they're carrying. I know they're carrying the story, but have they got the video, too? They've got the video.
Oh, come
posted.
On. It's the Post. Of course they have it.
Yeah. Woman uses her own thong as mask. That's the headline. You can find it on the New York Post website. 844-500-4242. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door, contact-free. With more than 25 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping, and hello to new 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfasts, and lunches. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures, so you can get meals on the table in less than 30 minutes. They are delicious, and they will change your boring dinner routine that you've had for God only knows how long. But let's be honest. There's another reason for going to HelloFresh.com, and that's to avoid those moments in the supermarket like the woman in South Africa had, where you have officious guards or just officious customers telling you you have to put on a mask or you're going down the wrong way of a one-way aisle. Oh, there's just so much nonsense. Do you really want to put up with that? Plus, by skipping the grocery store, you can save 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and stop overbuying. And the surveillance video of you will never end up on the New York Post website. Go to HelloFresh.com. It's great, great food, and it's a great price. Use code Howie to get 10 free meals, including free shipping for a limited time only. There's so many reasons to go to HelloFresh.com. Just go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
He regretted to his dying day. If ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. That chick's G-string, says 774, will save her exactly the same as that stupid vaccine that I received will save me, meaning not much. I agree, having had the vaccine myself. But, you know, I just wanted the card so I could show it to people who have Trump derangement syndrome. And someone else says, speaking of G-strings, how about a minute of silence for Fannie Fox, the Argentine firecracker? She was the one who was the mistress of Wilbur Mills when he was the chairman of Ways and Means, a congressman back in the 70s. And he came up, he followed her up to the Pilgrim Theater in the combat zone in Boston. And he was drunk. He was an alcoholic. And he chased her across the stage. And he fell into the orchestra pit. He was so drunk. He was lucky he didn't kill himself. That was a famous Saturday night in the 1970s in Boston. The Herald was there. The Globe was probably at a cocktail party on Beacon Hill, everybody wearing their bow ties and talking about how downscale the Herald was and how great busing was. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. BOGO is back. This is 1 week only and expires this Sunday, February 28th. So you better move fast if you want to get one thunderstorm and get one free. To order, go to EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. Taylor, what's the poll question? What is the response thus far?
If Trump doesn't run, who would you vote for in the Republican primary? Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, or Rand Paul?
And we know there'll be more. We just put those three in there. I'm voting for DeSantis.
77% would say DeSantis, 12% say Ted Cruz, and 11% say Rand Paul.
Okay. 844-500-4242. Rand Paul has been calling out Jen Psaki today about her tweets last year that she was against bombing Syria before she was for bombing Syria, to just sum it up in a sentence. Ryan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ryan. You there, Ryan? Nope.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Howie, how are we doing?
Good.
I would just like to talk about Janet Mills' budget plan and, you know, how in the state, like, we got $41 million for COVID, and I believe, but, like, I'm not sure, and now she's asking for another $110 million. I mean, money we don't have. And that
she's probably counting on Joe Biden bailing her out, isn't she? All the blue state governors are expecting Joe Biden to bail them out.
Yeah, and that's something I also don't get is that the Keystone Oil Pipeline, like making gas go up and oil go up here in Maine. I mean, we get cold winters, and a lot of Mainers, you know, it's hard, it's expensive. I understand that,
Ryan. I mean, don't you think, though, that the people that voted for Joe Biden should have been able to figure it out? I mean, we all figured it out that the price of energy was going sky high if he was elected. Why couldn't they figure it out? Or did they not care because they have trust funds?
I think that, and also they just thought, you know, orange man bad, let's get him out. But wait a second, what about your wallet and your house? And
I couldn't agree with you more. Like I was telling Grace earlier in the day, I mean, when the economy is good, how do you vote a guy out of office? It's insane. It made no sense. I mean, this was just the big lie perpetrated by the Democrat Party / the mainstream media. It's the same thing. They got rid of a guy who knew what he was doing, and they replaced him with a nursing home patient. The White House is now an assisted living facility. I mean, it's as simple as that. Thanks for the call, Ryan. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
You're right, Howie. You're right about the assisted living. Joe numbers, right? Why doesn't Peter... I'm sick of people saying Biden's doing this. He's doing nothing. Why doesn't Ducey ask him at a press conference, hey, Joe, how much is 37 times 6? I guarantee you he won't be able to answer it. My grandson's 10, and he'd bang that out like nothing right in his head.
222. I got it.
You got it. But you might have a piece of paper there.
No, I don't. I could do that. I could do that stuff in my head. That's getting close to my limit, though, for what I can do in my head. You're right. He could never get that, John. Not in a million years. Do you think he could recite the alphabet backwards?
He couldn't even recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Thanks for the call, John. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, you know, I mean, I really think that we need a litmus test for who is a swamp creature. I thought Barr was on our side, but towards the end, he really kind of exposed himself as a swampy. And now Durham, I mean, can we establish a way of knowing a tattoo or a blue light?
I don't know, David. I was misled by Durham because he did such a great job prosecuting John Zip Connolly, the crooked FBI agent. I mean, he was totally into that, and he didn't even set up his base of operations in Boston, which is in those days was a pretty pleasant place to be. He operated out of the Worcester federal courthouse because he didn't want to be corrupted by all the shady whitey type people in the FBI and the Justice Department in Boston. So I thought he was going to be legit, but you're right. I mean, he's been a real disappointment. I guess he's hanging in there and he's going to be the special counsel, but there's no indication he's going to get anything done. All he wanted for Kleinsmith was 6 months, the guy who framed Carter Page, and the Obama judge wouldn't even give him 6 months. Just wouldn't give him a slap on the wrist. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Former President Donald Trump will use his highly anticipated speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, this Sunday to slam the Biden administration and highlight areas of policy disagreement. Excellent. The former commander-in-chief will direct considerable attention to issues like illegal alien immigration, energy policy, the closing of schools, and identity politics. That means the Equality Act, which was passed yesterday in the House of Representatives, the Equality Act, meaning inequality for women. All right. 844-500-4242. I hope he doesn't talk about the 2020 election anymore. It just, I mean, what are you going to say at this point? Let's just, we're not going to ever forget what happened, I hope. And, you know, Ron DeSantis, for one, is trying to make mail-in voting even more rare than it already is in the Sunshine State of Florida. And the other states have got to get on board, too, to end this massive fraud that's taken place. But, you know, what's the point of dwelling on it again? Just let's talk about the atrocities that are going on in this society right now. Janet, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Janet.
Hi, Howie. I just have one comment to make. Read this stimulus package that's coming out, okay?
Yes.
Massachusetts ranks number 4th in wealth amongst the 50 states. Okay, it's median income, family income. We rank 4th. We rank 36th in unfunded pensions.
Yes.
Okay? What do you think happened to all that money? Now we're going to get rewarded for bad behavior and give everybody downtown here and in the state house the money to buy more toys. Okay?
It's going to be every state. That's what every state is going to get, Janet. That's exactly what it is. It's a reward for poor fiscal management and irresponsible spending.
Right. Exactly. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, and I mean the whole bill that they're promoting, it has next to nothing to do with COVID relief, as if throwing money at a virus is going to solve much of the problem. It's just about taking care of all these Democrat constituencies, none of which really add anything to society. They just feather their own nests, and they claim that they're being victimized or discriminations. Now they're even claiming that pollution is somehow they need environmental justice. That just means another bunch of handouts to the same people who are getting handouts for every other damn thing. 844-500-4242. The war on poverty is over, as this old saying goes. Poverty won. Thanks for the call, Janet. Sue, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sue.
Thank you, Howie. It's Sue from Groton. I just had a quick point. Everybody's made great points, but can't we start a petition of some sort? We, the American people, abuse of power for all these Democrats. These guys are out of their mind.
Yeah, but who would we present the petition to? Even if you could have a petition, Sue, who would you present it to? Chuck Schumer? Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden's handler in a white coat?
Yeah, but wouldn't the justice system, adhere to that? Or no, would that just not even go through?
Sue, in the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls, especially now. I mean, they've had some really good U.S. attorneys under Donald Trump, Lelling in Boston, Lausch in Chicago, Durham, who was backed by the two Democrat senators in Connecticut, but he was a damn good U.S. attorney. They're all going to be replaced now, mainly by partisan Democrat hacks. I mean, there's going to be even less justice now in the federal courthouses than there has been in the past, when you had to navigate with all these left-wing mandarins that Obama and Clinton appointed. The Obama judges are even worse than the Clinton judges. And I'm sure the Biden judges are going to be even worse than the Obama judges, believe it or not. We gotta take over the political system again. We just gotta try to ride this thing out and, you know, peel off occasional reps and senators who are afraid of losing or have ethical qualms. That's rarer than the fear of losing, but sometimes they come around for whatever reason. I keep coming back to that Ronald Reagan quote that I just didn't know until very recently. Sometimes when politicians feel the heat, they see the light. That's what we got to do. Juan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Juan.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to discuss the misinformation, or sort of like I want to make sure that people understand that when you look at information given by someone who seems in authority, that it's not actually true unless you do your own research. You said that the Irish were actually slaves.
I never said that.
Earlier this week.
No, I said they were. I said they were mistreated by the English.
Well, but you said when they were brought here to the United States, and you were saying how comparing that they should get reparations as well.
I did say they deserve reparations. If everybody else is going to get reparations, I think I should get reparations.
Yeah, but they were hired. They were not.
Well, what about in Ireland? In Ireland, they were told they could only plant one crop. The crop was potatoes. Guess what happened with the potatoes? There was a potato blight. So millions of Irish people died, and the rest of them were, half the rest of the population was forced to go to the United States, where they faced this terrible discrimination from the people who are now big liberals like Charlie Parker, his ancestors, or Bill Wells' ancestors. Why don't I get reparations, Juan?
Well, and that's an
argument to me. If somebody who just immigrated here from Africa 10 years ago and has always lived under affirmative action where they got the advantage of the job over a person who's Asian or white, why should they get reparations and me not get reparations when my parents or my ancestors were discriminated against? For sure.
When someone seems that they are authority, that you should always do your personal research. Because I was
I've done my personal research, and I know that my ancestors were oppressed a lot more so than a lot of the people who would be eligible for for reparations now. Thanks, Juan. 844-500-4242. Alex, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I want to discuss a couple things. One. Why do you always have to raise your voice when someone disagrees what you're saying for a fact?
What did you say? Where'd he go? Did he hang up? 844-500-4242. Why I believe COVID derangement syndrome is real. This is a great column I've got here. I got to get to it some point here. If not today, then Monday. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. This Paris Accords thing. You know, everything is something with this these fancy names, and nobody knows anything about it. And the climate change. Did you know that NASA's got photos? You know, if you watch TV, the moon landing, they didn't show you the polar ice cap.
Thanks for the call, Joe. This is from a guy named Donald Bordereau, I guess it is. I could list many reasons why I'm convinced humanity's fear of COVID-19 springs from profound misinformation about this disease. I could expand my list of reasons why I believe the public's precautions are grossly disproportionate to this disease's actual threats. And for why I regard the lockdowns, mask mandates, quarantine, quote-unquote hotels, and other restrictions to be tyranny, wholly unjustified by the facts. One doesn't have to have COVID in order to have a life that's meaningful and to suffer a death that's mournful. Yet most of the public media and governments have reacted to COVID as if the only deaths that matter now are COVID deaths, as if the only lives that matter are the lives of people with COVID, as if the only risk that matters, and hence the only risk worth reducing, is the risk of suffering from COVID. Isn't this true? this lack of proportion, this sudden ignorance that our lives are inescapably filled with many different risks that must be traded off against each other, this treatment of COVID deaths as being categorically worse than non-COVID deaths, all combined with a blind faith that politicians and bureaucrats will use vast powers wisely, prudently, and effectively. This is what I call COVID derangement syndrome. I believe this syndrome to be real and deserving of a name that grabs attention. We must talk about this sometime in the future. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted to speak out for my mother's generation. They were garment workers in the U.S. My aunt used to call it sweatshops, quite frankly, in the area between Connecticut and Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
My mother says she remembers having to sit outside on the steps waiting for work to come in from New York. If there wasn't any for the day, they went home unpaid. So I guess they were independent contractors. They had to walk to work in the South Holyoke over the bridge in South Hadley in freezing cold weather in the wintertime without transportation. Can I get reparations on behalf of the fact that she was an abused worker?
Yeah. The first people that they brought into the mills in places like Lawrence and Lowell back at the turn of the 19th century were, you know, Yankee farm girls. So I was just talking about the Yankees oppressing the Irish in New England, but the farm girls, they had the jobs that your ancestors later had in Holyoke, right? So they're oppressed too. I mean, is there anybody who's alive today who couldn't look back if they could somehow see what happened to their ancestors that wouldn't see some kind of oppression worthy of reparations? Who's gonna make the decision who gets reparations? Barack Obama says he tried to pass reparations. That's what he told Bruce Springsteen. Well, I guess when they were between shots of tequila, and Barack Obama wouldn't get any reparations, would he? He doesn't have any "quote unquote" slave blood, as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson call it. Who is going to make these determinations about who gets it? That Denise wants it. I want it. I talked to Sicilians who want it because they were oppressed. Is there anybody in human history, any ethnic group in human history that wasn't oppressed at one time or another? Thanks for the call, Denise. I've been on Balance 7 for 2 weeks now, and I cannot believe my energy. I've been feeling so good that some days I go for 3 bike rides. Now you ask, what is Balance 7? Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid you take 3 times a day to break down the acid in your body. You feel better, and I personally sleep better. It also reduces acid reflux and heartburn. Often I'm asked to try products, and I can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, it was all 100% true. With Balance 7, I don't feel my energy starting to flag as the day wears on. By allowing me to sleep better at night, I have more mental clarity during the day. Balance 7 is a highly alkalizing concentrate. That means it reduces the acids that have built up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference. Balance 7 is made of safe, all-natural ingredients. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or sleep issues, give Balance 7 a try. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order any of the 1-month supply and put in code word Howie. You'll save $10 and get free shipping. That's Balance 7, the number 7, balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Won the election.
Hey, Jim, I'm Dave Marcus from The Federalist. When are you guys going to start covering Cuomo? When are you guys going to start covering Cuomo?
We do.
No, I'm asking you a serious question.
We do, but David,
no, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. He killed 10,000 people and he's accused of sexual assault.
Let me just finish.
And you guys want to talk about Ted Cruz.
If you don't mind.
So what? No, no. When are you going to start covering Cuomo?
I'm going to finish this interview.
I can do it this way, maybe. Just because he's rude, I'll be rude.
Oh, that was great. That's great. What's that guy's name from The Federalist? David Marcus?
David Marcus, yes.
He just went up and busted. Was that Chris Cuomo or was that,
Jim Acosta?
Yeah. I mean, those fraudulent people. There's actually a great story that came out. I got it in my stack of stuff here. I'll bring it up. Let me see if I can find it here. It was a list from Newsbusters that they did. Just about how much all the crap that's been reported by, oh, here it is. CNN should shut up about all the misinformation. You know, CNN is like, cheerleading for this insane Orwellian attempt by the Democrats in Congress to deplatform all the conservative media outlets. November 16th of last year, CNN spent 23 minutes promoting a South Dakota nurse who claimed her coronavirus patients were so deluded that they denied the virus was real, even when they were dying. It turned out it was all fake news. She didn't know. She didn't have any coronavirus patients. She made it all up. September 16th, 2018, CNN spent 67 minutes promoting the New York Times unverified a tale that Brett Kavanaugh had exposed himself to Deborah Ramirez in his college years. I think it wasn't actually the New Yorker that reported that, but it was BS one way. It was then sheepishly added that Ramirez declined to be interviewed and friends say she does not recall the incident. They spent 67 minutes on something that the person that was allegedly the victim couldn't remember. CNN only spent 3 minutes on a correction. July 26, 2018, CNN reported that former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen would tell federal investigators that Trump knew the controversial Trump Tower meeting to get dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians before it took place. This was the meeting that was set up by Hillary Clinton's campaign, you may recall. It was all a lie. In a sign of CNN's aggressive exploitation of the unverified Steele dossier, again, that's another thing paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign, made up out of whole cloth, Newsbusters reported that in a review of 5 days of transcripts, found 77 separate mentions in 5 days of the absurd claim that there was a videotape of Trump paying prostitutes to urinate on one another. There are no such tapes. CNN's Thomas Frank in June of 2017 reported Congress was investigating a Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials, especially Anthony Scaramucci. The report was later retracted as totally false. Frank and two CNN employees resigned in the fallout. Earlier in June of 2016, CNN reported that in the impending congressional testimony, former FBI Director James Comey was going to refute Donald Trump's claim that Comey told Trump 3 times he was not under investigation. Remember that? They all kept saying that and they'd confirmed the story. It was totally false. Comey confirmed that Trump was telling the truth. Good for David Marcus. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, with a last name like Green, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, I had to respond to your prior caller. Jason Riley, 2 years ago, he's a black fellow in the Wall Street Journal,
right,
wrote a excellent piece that I sent up to you, Lessons from the Rise of Americans Irish. And I sent that all around to my relatives 2 years ago, and we all knew what the famine was like, and you know, we had heard passed down from our great-grandfather. But it's just an outstanding piece. So maybe with St. Patrick's Day coming up, you can tweet it out sometime. I forwarded it up to you on Twitter.
Okay. But, I'll check it out. I like Jason Riley. He does a pretty good job. He writes one column a week for the Wall Street Journal. And again, everybody can go back and discover reasons to have a chip on their shoulder if you want to. If you don't want to get beyond it, someone just texted me and said, my ancestors, some of them were killed fighting to free the slaves in the Army of the Potomac during the Civil War. Do I get reparations? That's a good question, too, isn't it? I'm Howie Carr.